Bobadilio.
Hey, this is CITR 101.9. That was the remains of the show before me, which is called The Morning After Show with Oswaldo, of course, rocking out. And now, hi, I'm Arthur Kay. This is Inner Journey, and I'd like to begin today's show on CITR 101.9 with bringing it back to the folk. The show is folk and experimental music. This will touch on a bit of both, maybe, depending on what you think of as experimental, but I am about to play a song by Elizabeth Cotton with her granddaughter singing. It's called Shake Sugary, and then it was later covered under the title I've Got a Secret by Fred Neil, the guy who wrote Everybody's Talking, the song in Midnight Cowboy, the film. And also it was covered later on by Mary Lou Lord and Elliot Smith. And they all kind of did different things with it. So it'll be three of the same song, but none of them sound the same. The original song is called Shake Sugary by Elizabeth Cotton. And she's got a bit of her upside down finger picking steel string acoustic guitar stuff going on with her granddaughter singing the words. And then I'll play the other versions all in a row. And you can see that with folk music, even though it's technically, I guess, what you could call a cover, it's also, it's sort of like, you could use the metaphor of like wearing somebody else's clothes, or like, you know, taking an old table and like refinishing or something. It has some sort of usefulness in covering an old folk song to give it some current use in our day-to-day lives. And certain songs seem to have just the comeback again, to have some new meaning. So here's Shake Sugary three times. The first one by Elizabeth Cotton.
Done in pawn. Have a little secret. I
sail. I'm going to heaven in a ground pea shell. Oh, lot of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn.
A secret I shouldn't tell. I'm gonna go to heaven in a split pea shell. Lord, hear me. Did we shake sugar in everything I had? Don't it come? Upon my watch, on my chain, I'd have sold myself, but I felt ashamed. Lord, in me, did we shake up sugar and everything I had? To sing, not very long. I'm gonna sing it right if it takes me all night long. Oh Lord, me, did we shake up sugar and everything I had? Got a secret shouldn't tell. I'm gonna go to heaven in a split pea shell. Lord, in me, did we shake sugar? Everything I had.
Three versions of Shake Sugary. That last one was by Fred Neil, and it's called I've Got a Secret, and in parentheses, Didn't We Shake Sugary or something like that. And then before that was Mary Lou Lord singing and Elliott Smith playing guitar. They just called it Shake Sugary after the original song by Elizabeth Cotton, the original recording, I guess, although it draws on, I don't know. I mean, with folk song, it's like a river, and there's just sometimes you hear different parts of the river. Anyway, I'd like to play now a song by Charlotte Cornfield. I played this same song on an earlier show, but this is a different version. It's the actual album version, off her album Two Horses. Looks like hip hop magazine colors from the late 90s, but Two Horses. I don't know. But she's a folk artist. When I saw her, I had misgivings about it. She seemed like she was playing her songs a little rushed, but I've seen some videos of her and stuff. She sounds pretty good. We'll see how this version fares of her song Construction on the Street, which really stands out for me because it's just kind of the lyrics just go wherever they will, which sounds good to me. So here's Charlotte Cornfield.
Kissing at the front door, smoking on the pavement, dialing you by accident, wishing you'd have stayed and wondering where the day went. Wondering where the day went. Wondering where the day went. Listening to pavement and wondering where the day went. Soaking in the heat. You make noises in your sleep. You're so nervous cause you're guilty. She thinks that you're clean, but I know that you're filthy.
What be the use of making a change? What'd be the difference? Maybe she go, maybe she don't go. Many a time she afraid to go, maybe she do go.
The month of May is Asian Heritage Month. This month is an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the rich history of Asian Canadians and their contributions to our communities. Since its inception in Toronto in 1993, cities across Canada, including Vancouver, have been holding annual festivities to recognize Asian Heritage Month throughout the month of May. CITR will be airing special PSAs to keep you up to date on local events, informative pieces about Asian Canadians in the Vancouver community, and special blocks of Asian Heritage Month programming. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM and logged in to CITR.ca for all things Asian Heritage Month this month of May.
Shade of cornflower blue. Ladies Rock Camp launches online registration for second camp. Ladies of all ages and skill levels will form a band, write a song, and play a show, all in just 3 days. All instruments, equipment, and food will be provided. The ladies' camp will be run entirely by volunteers. The cost is $350 per camper. For every person who goes to the Ladies Rock Camp, a girl in need of financial aid will be able to attend Girls Rock Camp. Camp's taking place from May 25th to 27th at the Waldorf Hotel. Registration for campers and volunteers opens Monday, March 12th at ladiesrockcamp.tumblr.com.
Yeah, check out Ladies Rock Camp. And I think they usually have some sort of public performance of the graduates at the end of it. So watch out for that if you're inclined to check that out and support them in different ways. And so the songs that'll tell you what they were. Great Lake Swimmers with Cornflower Blue off their latest album, Great Wild Everywhere, was the last song before that public service announcement about Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. And this show is called Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay. This is CITR 101.9 FM, campus and community radio in Vancouver. And before that was Odetta with a song called Maybe She Go off the album Odetta Sings Folk Songs. I think it's called Odetta Sings Folk and Blues. I'll check on that. And then Charlotte Cornfield, Construction on the Street, the album version of that song. I like the live version, I think, a bit better. It seems a bit radio-friendly, but unfriendly to me. So anyway, I'll play something different. Since this is supposed to be folk and experimental, that's the idea I had originally. Here's something a little more spacey. The Field with a song called Burned Out. A little bit of extended groovy song for today, hopefully being a groovy day.
Thank you. said, don't you think we're going downhill? And I would hate it to be run of the mill. Oh, love me or leave me, but please don't deceive me, for if you do, I'll know that leave me. I want you to know I don't want you to go anyway. And yes, I was doing all right up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to us. She picked up her things and said, let's be friends. For all the good and the bad things have their ends. Then she went lazily, leaving me crazily wandering lost. The night was hazy and everyone else looking sure of themselves but not me. And yes, I was doing all right up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to us. LPs, a phone bell warning milk for the morning. And I left the dark on a seat in the park, feeling very strange. And yes, I was doing all right up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to us. You should have listened to us. You should have listened to us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is CITR 101.9. That was Even Black, a song by Weed off their Gun Control EP. It's a little self-released little thing that we got in at the station. Look for Weed around town, I guess. And before that, Al Stewart from the 70s, from his album Love Chronicles with You Should Have Listened to Al by Al Stewart. It's funny when people refer to themselves in the third person in their songs to me. And then before that was The Field with Burned Out off Looping State of Mind. The Continental, The Field producer. With some sampling stuff that loops and it sounds nice. So I played it. And then I'd like to play another local group. Weed was local, the last song you heard. This group is called The Cyrillic Typewriter. And it's kind of, they've released a self-titled record, it looks like on a very small label, called Jazz Records, that I've never heard of, but would love to know more about. I'll play this song called The Family Five. It's the fifth track, and I think that's what it is. It's kind of some dreary, yet extravagant indie folk, slightly pop kind of thing. That starts with some nice cellos. This is The Cyrillic Typewriter here on CITR 101.9. This is Inner Journey every Tuesday from 1 to 2 with me, Arthur K. Stay tuned to the little 2 and then they'll be giving the boot coming up. But here is The Cyrillic Typewriter.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free Roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Muse in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
My Friend Wallace with Better Things to Do off their split 7-inch on Student Loan Records with the band Watermelon. It's on the other side that I played last week, and this week playing the My Friend Wallace side. And they also have a CD out that you can pick up probably at the Zoo Shop or something like that. And Grimes before that with Genesis off her release Visions. And before that, the Cyrillic Typewriter, who are local, with a song called The Family Five off their self-titled LP. That looks like a really neat one that I'll have to give a full listen to sometime soon. Just some interesting ideas going on there with instrumentation and things on the Cyrillic Typewriter. their album. And throughout the show, Inner Journey with me, Arthur Kay, today on CITR, you've heard some many versions of Shake Sugary, deriving from Elizabeth Cotton's version on Down, and Great Lakes Swimmers, Al Stewart, various other things here and there, Odetta, always a favorite. And closing out the show, here's Lady Midnight by Leonard Cohen. Coming up next is Give Him the Boot. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 Campus and Community Radio.
I came by myself to a very crowded place. I was looking for someone who had lines in her face. I found her there, but she was past all concern. I asked her to hold me. I said, "Lady, unfold me." But she scorned me, and she told me I was dead, and I could never return. Well, I argued all night, like so many have before, saying, "Whatever you give me seemed to need so much more." Then she pointed at me, where I kneeled on her floor. She said, "Don't try to use me, or slyly refuse me. Just win me or lose me. It is this that the darkness is for." I cried, "Oh, Lady Midnight, I fear that you grow old. The stars eat your body and the wind makes you cold. If we cry now," she said, "it will just be ignored." So I walk through the morning, sweet early morning. I could hear my lady calling, "You've won me, you've won me, my lord. You've won me, you've won me.